Soweto amankosi muenda muenda po hello direct Soweto muenda amankosi uku
0530
Parafini Parafini Makota pela Makota pela ya unga unga wa customer Zipiango a customer Zipiango
Chitika, musabimverera kwarera kwarera kwarera
kwarera kwarera. Some days test your limits. The sweat, the push. It all takes its toll. But you're not a quitter. You rise. Fit Sports Drink gives you the edge. Packed with electrolytes for hydration and antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life. The news on Kombon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kombon Radio News. Kombon at 6:30 hours.
12:45.
And at 18:50, Kombon Radio 94.9. It's Kombon. Hakuna kulala.
The headlines on Kombon Radio.
LCC intensifies their efforts to curb the sale of illicit alcohol in the city. In African news, 42 killed as bus clashes on a South African mountain pass. To present the news, my name is Blessed Chwawa. The Lusaka City Council, in collaboration with the Zambia Police Service, has intensified efforts to curb the sale of illicit alcohol in the city. LCC Assistant Public Relations Manager Nyambe Buluma disclosed that weekend operations have seen the confiscation of substances like kachasu and tujilijili, often disguised in major energy drink bottles to evade detection. He said that these actions are aimed to protect public health and safety by regulating the liquor industry and preventing the sale of uncertified products. Mr. Bulumba says the council is enforcing the Liquor Licensing Act to prevent the sale of liquor in prohibited areas like bus stations and markets.
Officers seized the illicit alcohol, including kachasu and tujirijiri, from locations such as Kulima Tower and Stanley Bar along the Freedom Way, where we found out or discovered that some of the vendors were actually found to be using tactics like concealing alcohol in branded module bottles to evade detection. And this was in an effort to make it our officers think that what they were selling is actually module energy drinks, when in fact they were selling illegal alcohol. The council aims to protect public health, restore order, and ensure that compliance is upheld by members of the public with regulations.
Residents of Lusaka's Jack compound have appealed to the Lusaka Water and Sanitation Company to urgently repair the blocked sewer and damaged water pipes in that community. Speaking in an interview, the residents complained that the sewer effluents are posing a health risk to the community, who are fearing for a possible outbreak of waterborne diseases. The residents further complained that the water utility company rarely works on water and sewer problems that are being reported almost on a daily basis. They charge that the sewer leakages might contaminate the water that is being consumed by the residents if they are not worked on time.
kwenda kwa kolera pa ikayamba vantu vazadwa la maningi kwa jenga ya ili kutuma pipe ya open vena mkwale kusama ni time ya mbobi ni kumani so cheche chufuni kama ningi wafunikeshe wabwela wajipadile kuma pipe ya open maningi very dangerous
most of the people from Jackie are likely to suffer from waterborne diseases like cholera, typhoid, etc. So far, I had a case here at my home. That's why I am very much concerned about it, as my son was diagnosed with typhoid.
Mukushi's Chalata Ward Councillor Baum Mwenya has encouraged clubs and cooperatives that benefited from the Constituency Development Fund, the CDF, and grants to use the funds for their intended purpose, as this move aims to promote economic development and empower local communities. Ms. Mwenya emphasized the importance of utilizing CDF grants judiciously to contribute to the economic growth and well-being of the community. She urged the beneficiaries to ensure that projects are implemented transparently and efficiently. She said by using CDF grants responsibly, clubs and cooperatives can maximize their impact and improve the quality of life for residents in Chalata Ward.
Quite a number that I've received, that we've seen that these they came out for them to receive. But when we go on the ground, very few are doing something constructive with the money because they share. When they just get the money, they share. As a result, they fail to manage to do the project that they proposed. So my advice to women is that when you get that money, you should be able to you should ensure that you utilize it according to the purpose that you had put on the paper that you are going to do this. Not sharing, Iwanamayo.
Minister of Green Economy and Environment, Mike Kamposha, has warned officers at the Zambia Environmental Management Agency, ZEMA, against engaging in corrupt activities. Mr. Kamposha says corrupt elements are allegedly frustrating government's efforts of delivering quality services to the public. The minister says there are high levels of corruption at the agency, which needs to be addressed. Mr. Kamposha disclosed this in Lusaka when he addressed the ZEMA employees. He took a swipe at inspectors that have allegedly gone to sleep instead of embarking on regular inspections. Mr. Kamposha also expressed a displeasure that some members of the public do not comply with ZEMA rules and regulations. He observes that there is a lot of preventable pollution around, which is endangering the lives of members of the public. He has since implored ZEMA's inspectorate unit to double its efforts and sensitize people on adherence. And Mr. Kamposha, who paid an impromptu visit to ZEMA at 0750 hours, has warned workers against reporting late for work. He was disappointed to find that only a few employees had reported early for work.
I have no Saturday, I have no Sunday. I have no 17 hours. We don't know 17 hours in this government. Because the president works up to 01, he will be working. Sometimes he will be having meetings with us up to late in the night. But if all this is being done, and then you on the ground, who are supposed to run with those instructions, are coming for work after 8:20, after 8:30. Your clients, I've seen so many clients that are in the campus, will be waiting for you in your office. Is that how we must work?
We break for a set of commercials, but before that, we have a current business rate.
These business rates are brought to you by MTN.
0966 22 and 15.
Zeka J 5233.
That's my number. The one with all zeros to last.
We all have our way of saying our number. It's more than just digits. It's part of our identity. With MTN Nambayanga, you can join the MTN family with the same number that everybody already knows. Simply reserve your number by visiting our website, nambayanga.mtn.zm. Reserve your number today and register it within 7 days to make it yours. Nambayanga.
MTN, everywhere you go.
Current business rates on Company Radio.
My business rates, Mitengo, Zama Oda, Zamena Chalandida, Ife, Pacomboni Radio, Nizi.
50 kg Delele, 700. 50 kg Kalembula, 84.